morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Monday, April 23rd, 2018. We have 24 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast on the Columbia River Bar this morning, we have combined seas 3 to 5 feet through Monday. Seas are going to temporarily build near 6 feet during the max ebb current times, which I've talked about quite a bit lately. We have one around noontime and one around 12:45 a.m. So they're about 12 hours apart. You see this time during the tidal cycle, about halfway through the outgoing tidal cycle, when the current just gets to a really going really fast in the river. And then toward the end of low tide, as the tide ebbs, it sort of starts to slow down as it turns around again. And the river literally turns around and flows backwards after an ebb as the tide rises. So very, very interesting, but very dangerous at the mouth of the river. And during that max ebb time is about halfway through that falling tide cycle. It can just become really dangerous on the bar, and that's why there is its own separate marine weather forecast for that area. Today, overall, in our marine weather forecast, northeast winds 10 to 15 knots, gusting to 20 knots late. Wind waves from the northeast 2 feet high at about 4 seconds between wave crests, and swells from the west coming in from further out to sea, caused by conditions probably far away from here, about 5 feet high at 11 seconds apart. And we always have at least those two forces acting on us here, the local wind waves, which can be from different directions depending on our local weather, and then those swells that tend to come in from the west or the northwest or southwest that are coming in from disturbances usually caused by weather that are happening way, way far away from here, sometimes as far away as Asia. So let's take a look at our ship schedule for first, and then we're going to talk about plimsoll lines on a ship and what that means, why they're so important, and why they are on every cargo ship that you see. But first, let's take a look at who's coming and going today on the river. We have 3 inbounders, we have 8 in the Astoria Anchorage, 3 in the Rice Island Anchorage, and 11 outbounders. Our first arrival of the 3 is the Misato K. She's arriving from Japan, headed for Astoria's Anchorage. Her cargo will be wheat when she eventually heads upriver. She'll arrive in the Anchorage around 9:30 a.m., so any time now you might see her. The Ultra Fitzroy is arriving from Long Beach, California, headed for Rainier's Anchorage opposite Longview on the Columbia. She's ultimately headed to the Port of Portland to pick up potash. She'll pass Astoria around 11:30 a.m. and arrive in the Rainier Anchorage around 3 p.m. And she will anchor at both ends of the ship to hold her in place. They have stern anchor buoys there that ships will anchor at both ends so that they will not be swung out into the current there, where the river is fairly narrow by the changing tide. Port Alfred is our next inbound. She's arriving from Japan, headed for the Longview Anchorage. She's going to the Longview port there, the port of Longview, to pick up pet coke. And she'll pass Astoria maybe around 4 p.m. You might see her in Longview by 7:30 p.m. In the Astoria Anchorage, we've got a couple ships awaiting orders, and the other 5, six actually, are awaiting orders, and the first 2 are going upriver. The BTG Matterhorn is headed for Kalama to pick up wheat, leaving around 5:30 p.m. About 5 hours later, she'll be in Kalama. The Luminous Halo is also headed for Kalama. She's a corn, soy, or wheat ship. Could be some combination of the above in different cargo holds. She'll depart from Astoria around 4:30 p.m., and you might see her in Kalama by 9:30 p.m. That leaves the Fortune Sunny, the Star Helena, the Leto, the Star Amethyst, the Sanyu, and the New History all awaiting orders out there in the anchorage. And at the Rice Island Anchorage, a little bit upriver from Astoria opposite Tongue Point, we have the Leda headed for Vancouver to pick up wheat, leaving around 10 a.m., arriving in Vancouver probably by about 4 p.m. That leaves the Ever Sovereign and the Medi Baltimore there in the Rice Island Anchorage. And our outbounders, we have the Ascanius leaving Kalama carrying corn, soy, or wheat, leaving around 8 p.m., maybe passing Astoria outbound around. It looks like maybe she's an 8 a.m. ship, so that would put her around 1 p.m. today. The Paolo Topic, sorry about that, is leaving at about 9 a.m., passing Astoria outbound around 3 p.m. from Kalama. The Consolidator is heading out of Portland carrying wheat, leaving around 5 a.m., passing Astoria outbound around 11 a.m. And today, the USS Portland, that military vessel that came into the river last week to go to Portland to be commissioned and christened, she's ready to roll and head. All that ceremony happened, public tours happened, and she's heading downriver this morning. So she's going to leave from Portland at about 8:30 a.m. You might see her passing Astoria outbound around 2:30 p.m. So sometime in the early to mid-afternoon, keep an eye on the river. And if you see a gray ship going by, that is the USS Portland, brand new ship, heading out to sea on her first voyage as a fully commissioned vessel. So the way that works is that ships are built and they're tested, and then they are officially commissioned, sort of christened. You know, see that ceremony where they hit a bottle of champagne across the bow. It's all part of that. But the ship officially becomes an official U.S. military ship. It's passed all of its tests with flying colors, and it's ready to go into active duty. Next outbound is the Advance, leaving Portland carrying soda ash, leaving from the Port of Portland around noontime, and she'll pass Astoria outbound around 6 p.m. The Eminent Ace is a car carrier with Toyotas on board, leaving around 2 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 8 p.m. An interesting thing about car carriers is they have really fast turnaround time. I think car carriers and container ships are really quick. They can come into the river. We don't have container ships right now, but, for instance, a car carrier can come in, turn around, and leave in less than 24 hours sometimes, which probably means tired crew members on board, but they are on a tight schedule, and those ships are generally dedicated to cars only for certain companies, and they just do that pretty much like clockwork. So the Eminent Ace will leave from Portland around 2 p.m. Maybe you'll see her pass Astoria outbound around 8 p.m. The Ocean Mercury is leaving Kalama around 5 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 10 p.m. The West Bay is leaving Longview with Petcoke on board around 5:30 p.m. She could pass Astoria then about 9 p.m. outbound. The Spring Queen is leaving Portland with Potash on board around 8 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 2 a.m. on Tuesday. The Daiwan Brave is leaving Vancouver, I think maybe copper concentrate on board there, mineral cargo. She's leaving around 9:30 p.m., and that means about 3:30 a.m. on Tuesday she'll glide past Astoria. Another late traveler on the river is the Overseas Mykonos, leaving Portland with petroleum on board. She's a tanker, leaving around 11 p.m., so maybe around 5 a.m. on Tuesday she'll pass Astoria outbound. Well, Plimsoll lines. I enjoy talking about this topic. Every once in a while I revisit it. And with all those ships out in the anchorage, if you have a pair of binoculars, you might go look at them and see if you can see the Plimsoll lines. Now, Plimsoll lines are white lines on the side of a ship. They're usually two sets of lines, a vertical line with horizontal lines on either side going out with letters next to them to label them. And to the right of that is usually a circle with a horizontal line through it with a couple of letters. And so that is part of the set of lines that are called Plimsoll lines. Now, Plimsoll lines are reference marks that are on the ship's hull that indicate the maximum depth to which a vessel may safely load with cargo. Now, every ship has its Plimsoll lines in a slightly different place because it varies with the ship's dimensions, the type of cargo, the time of year, and the water density the ship is going to be traveling in. So there are various letters on the Plimsoll lines, TF, T, F, S, and W. And they stand for tropical freshwater, tropical water, freshwater, summer, and winter. And so depending on the salinity of the water and the temperature of the water will have a different density, and the ship will sit higher or lower. So there'll be a line for that. There'll also be a line with a couple of letters through a circle that also shows whether the ship is trimmed properly, whether the cargo is loaded evenly. All these things are very important. So how did these come to be? They're named for a man named Samuel Plimsoll, who was a member of the British Parliament, who was very concerned at the time with the loss of ships and crews due to vessel overloading. At the time, companies really didn't have much of a care for their crews, and they would overload ships to the point where when they went out in bad weather, they would sink from being overloaded. So the Plimsoll marks, which are being used to this day, this is back from the 1876, are still on ships today, and they are used, and they're a way to keep ships safe in whatever water and weather they are traveling in. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.